Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Welcome, I said. Yes, we have a very special guest here.
Hi, I'm Casey.
His name is Casey.
Casey Wren Edson Gale Sr.
And
I'm very excited to be here.
We are so happy to have you on board.
Yeah, I just took the G4 down the street.
Nice.
Caught a flight
on the G4. Well, thanks for flying in.
So what's going on? Wait a minute, I shouldn't be. I'm a guest. This feels weird.
So you're a little bit about yourself. You co-host a different show.
Yep.
Yeah, we co-host a show with it's called The Mentality Show, and the man is capitalized, so that's how you find it. So the M-E-N's capitalized. And it's five guys and one lovely lady from the BX.
The Bronx?
And she keeps us in check.
Okay.
I like to call myself, I'm not on air talent anymore. I like to deal with all the Facebook livers and the Instagram livers and the chatter. So when I speak, my words are very powerful. I don't say much.
That's why
you're
here.
When you do, it's like...
Oh, yeah. It's like Emmy-winning work when I talk. Everybody's moved, and I get, days
that.
Named after me and shit like that.
Well, if you want to be moved today, stay tuned, you guys. This is Strange Chameleon.
This is my favorite show, by the way.
Yes! Thank you. It's our favorite show, too.
Just kidding. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you caught a little bit of Chameleon's white boy dance moves.
That's right.
Which were spot on.
Peak moves.
Peak.
Epic moves.
That's right. And one thing we were talking about was, don't think we forgot about your overalls, though. You got to show them off.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm dance. Also a fashion icon.
A little turn. Yeah. Oh. Those are nice.
It's called preppy southern chic.
Chic.
Ready?
Southern chic.
Calvin Klein, Mississippi.
Something that maybe some Trump rally supporters are
wearing. Yeah, you find this style generally at Trumpy issues. Like, if you go to like a lot of chicken festivals, soul food festivals, this is where I set trends.
Oh, okay.
right on.
My mom's like, this is not my son.
And you are... of Jamaican descent?
Oh, great question. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1970 or 71, yes. I came to the States in 1980, so I remember living in Jamaica. I remember coming to the States.
You were a DACA dreamer?
Oh, no. Actually, my dad... Great question. Actually, my parents, we got earned citizenship. My dad, he went to college in a very exclusive college in England. He's a laser optical engineer.
Whoa.
He did a lot of defense contracts with lasers and stuff on Tomcats, stuff for the Marines.
No
so
way.
They paid for our citizenship to come to the States.
Nice.
Because he was very needed for the government. And the military roles. So,
anything with laser tag? No, right?
Well,
anything
great question. If you ever seen a movie called Heartbreak Ridge, there's a system called the Miles Gear, which is the best laser tag in the world. So you get the sound of bullets, even got the rounds flying off, and it shoots out a set of bullets that kill soldiers. It's lasers. My dad's team designed that for the government.
Wow.
It's been used since 1984 till now.
Lasers.
It's lasers. They even put it on the Tomcat, so they simulate shooting missiles at each other, but it's lasers. So you get this the speed, the effect, and it'll hit the plane and be like, you're dead. Mm-hmm. Or the soldiers would get hit on these little beacons and be like, you're dead. So that's how they train for actual war.
Wow.
Oh, and it's precisely used for training.
Training. It's telling you how it's you basically you'll feel a buzz too, like if you get shot. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be out the game, then there's some judge be like, he's dead. You lost 15 troops today. Or it use it on tanks, so like if a tank gets hit by this laser, mm-hmm. this tank's inoperative. So they actually train and learn how to die, but you don't die.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, good. So
it's called the Miles Gear. My father did that.
Wow.
He was the head engineer on that.
That's nice. Fascinating.
That yeah. is fascinating.
So he had
and I just threw it out there because I mean.
Well, I was going to say, you did research. You're great. Oh, my God.
We wing it on this show.
No. He designed the best laser tag in the world.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And now, so it's safe to say that Space Wars are near
yes.
the horizon?
Yes. Yes. I don't know. I want to say they are. What's going on in Area 51? What are
you know
they
what?
Hiding?
I got to tell question. You, I have a friend whose stepdad years ago, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. He worked as an engineer, and he went over to Area 51 to do some work. And what he said, according to her, was that they just watch you at all times.
Oh, of course.
At all times, you know, and you have to go through so much vetting to get clearance.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you got to use the restroom, they escort you to the bathroom. Of course, the designated restrooms that you're allowed
to. I'm pretty sure there's a camera in there, too.
Yeah. And they're watching you, yeah.
And they're literally like, ooh.
Probably, I don't know.
Too much corn?
Too much corn. High levels of fructose.
High levels of
fructose. Speaking of security clearance, my father actually one time came home and said, I was in high school, said, yeah, there's going to be some people following you guys around for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. Please don't do anything crazy. And I was like, I'm in high school, dude. You know what I do? So all my friends are like, we're not going to Casey's house.
Wow. Yeah. You think that's the process before you get involved?
Oh, no doubt. No right. doubt. I mean, you know, everything's top secret. Everything's like they want to make sure we're all true and true American citizens who are here to stand for the flag. You don't want... Mm-hmm. Son of an engineer having a folder and passing it around school like, hey, this is what we're doing.
That's yeah, right.
It's
yeah.
kind of tricky.
No, yeah, that's true.
So I learned real quick, 2 months. It was like, this is the most boring summer ever. I can't keep going to Disneyland, man. You
know? Disneyland. Well, a lot of the rides I just recently learned were actually designed by Nazi engineers.
Another great question. I worked at Disneyland. So I had to go to Disney University, and there's a lot of
training
German names involved.
Oh. Wait, there's Disney University?
Yeah, it's a whole different type of it's off the wall.
Is it like
it's 2 weeks of training and learning about Disneyland before you could work for the company. So as you get hired, they're like, you got to go to Disney University now. And you're like, this is a joke. Yes. And it's serious. You take tests.
You're like,
I am not ready. I don't want to be part of this, you know. And you get trained to be a...
Wow.
We create happiness. And you have to say that every time. And you always have to smile. You can never, ever have a bad day at Disney. Or visibly can't have a bad day.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to shave. You can't chew gum.
Shave where?
That's what I said. I was like...
Like, another dude, great question.
You know, I'm from the 70s. What do you? I don't really.
Yeah,
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Yeah, they do encourage manscaping. I guess I don't know. I'm just joking. I learned a lot of facts about Disneyland, and what's his name? Walt Disney is buried in there. He's in a frozen chamber, and
a frozen chamber.
Like how they had Han Solo.
Jason X from the movie Jason
X. So they have him there, and they're waiting for someone to cure whatever killed him and bring him back to life.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
They're trying to find the cure, what killed
him.
Well,
they said one day, I forgot what he died.
I thought it was cancer or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. So they're saying if they come with the cure with that, let's wake him up. And how are you going to come back alive, though? That's my question. You got to bring him back alive, then cure him. So you can't just,
have
a cure, let's wake up Walt, you know? So, I don't know.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. Because I know that these things exist. They're like these cryo chambers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I know they exist, but I had no idea that he was
Yeah, he's there. He's the one here in Anaheim. He's there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's news to me.
I think I just leaked info.
Oh, TMZ. You're on the SKS show.
Oh no!
I'm gonna be
at
the airport getting
special fucking shot of the bullet.
Disney
Corbin.
Secret Service is gonna be like, we need to talk to you.
You're gonna take celebrate. A
shot. What are we celebrating? Okay, yeah. The time changed.
Yeah, what's this epic?
Fall back.
Spring forward.
Fall back right now.
I'm glad someone taught me that spring forward fall back, because
yes,
and it wasn't until college, I think, and I was just like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it now. So I just sing it to myself every time, because I was like, time change.
And then there's no cup for me, because I'm going to drink this straight from the bottle.
That's my type of girl. So much class, you know. She's such a classy girl.
I am, actually.
She
I only
is.
Drink
I'm
wine.
Joking. I have problems.
I have okay. problems.
It's okay. We like to laugh here.
Yeah, laughter's like good. I really
it is
love
so good.
I love laughing at myself.
Yeah,
like, me too.
I just be like, I can't believe I did that. That's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You gotta laugh at yourself.
Yeah, you do.
I think our leaders
gotta have a sense of humor.
Our leaders need to have sense of humor too, but.
That's true.
That's difficult.
Yeah, yeah, whole different ballgame
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we have a lot of egos. I just don't get it. I don't get politics. I really don't understand. I don't understand what the division is, because they argue and nothing gets done. And then we have to vote again.
Right.
Then they argue for 4 more years and we're like, all right, so what happened again? Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, my problem is I really hope they don't bring back these, well, in some states they have these.
Cheers.
E-voting machines.
Oh.
Electronic voting machines.
Like Florida specializes in.
Right.
We're going to do a recount, okay?
Uh-huh.
And someone just, you know, Mario Brothers, when you get the cheat code and you can get a million man, someone's like, put the cheat code.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. How can we change voting? I don't know.
It's bizarre, but I do think that.
Why is there a popular vote and there's another vote? You know, it's like
the electoral
college, which we don't understand.
Yeah.
Electoral college.
It's been explained to me literally 20 times, yeah, and I still have trouble understanding.
And you leave more confused, like, so.
Wait, okay.
Okay, I got it.
I think I got it.
So he won. That's
yeah,
what
yeah. yeah.
So what you mean? We got to settle for this.
But apparently, it was implemented because some cities, to try to even out the majority in certain cities and states, so that if you know one state had more had a higher population, you know, majority rule, etc.
Do you think that makes sense? That California should have more power of voting over, let's say, I don't know, Rhode Island or Massachusetts.
It makes sense to me. At hindsight, it makes sense because there's more people living here.
I love that hat, by the way. I can't stop looking at it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a vocab company. Mm-hmm. So it's a band that I support.
Dope.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It looks just like you with the headphones on.
Yeah, yeah, I know, huh?
It's dope. I love it.
Monkey see, monkey do.
That's love it.
But anyhow, a lot of wildfires going on right now. What in the hell?
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day today.
It's gorgeous day today.
Beautiful.
Which is very rare in the last couple months. We've had gorgeous days because Florida and everybody have hurricanes. Those are natural disasters.
Right.
We have man-made disasters. Let me slow myself. I'm about to go there. Even though doing some stuff going on with the ecosystem and climate change and stuff is getting hotter. Mm-hmm. That has a lot to do with it too, but I feel like there's a lot of dickheads just throwing cigarettes out the car and like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the power line. Someone showed there was a video of a tree hitting a power line that started the.
Was that the one in Ventura?
Yeah, the one in Getty. Ventura.
The Getty fire.
Yeah. Oh, the Getty
fire. There's actually a picture of a tree hitting a power line. Someone.
Okay.
I really didn't
First
mean
of all,
to. I'm just kidding.
I was just out shooting geese.
I don't know what happened.
I didn't need to.
No, first of all, I have my own strange theory about
that. I want
that.
To hear it.
Oh, you should have told me. I don't even have it prepared.
The music. I love your music, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he
works
hard. Let's
hear your strange.
He works hard.
Theory.
Yes. My strange theory.
Mm-hmm.
Any moment now.
I told you, you didn't tell me about this, so.
You should have this prepared already.
I should?
Yes, you should.
You mean
it
our,
should just be there.
Our producer.
Our Smithers guy.
Smithers guy.
We have a Smithers engineer.
How's your assistant?
We blame it on him.
Don't you guys have like two assistants or something?
We fired one of them.
Right.
Yeah. And we kept Smithers.
You guys are rough.
Just because he has a cool name.
Smithers.
But he's hopeless.
Smithers is like the like, Simpsons.
How do you call for Smithers? Is it like a bell? Is it like a bat signal?
We just yell his name.
Yeah, we just yell his
Smithers.
Name.
And he appears.
Kill him.
He manifests himself.
Uh-oh.
All right. There it is.
Strange.
Love the Doors. So, my strange theory is...
Here it is.
That's a complete load of crock.
What is?
That story. About that the tree fell. Okay, first of all...
Okay.
If it fell and hit the power line and that's what started the fire, mm-hmm. why is it still intact? Shouldn't it be burned to a crisp? Right?
I just fell for another media ploy.
Exactly. That was the first thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Shouldn't it be burnt?
Well, you know, our leaders say there's no climate issues either. And I believe them.
You're so naive, Casey. You're so not Jamaican.
I know. It's so, what happened to your culture, boy? Yeah, that is good. That's actually a great observation.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If I left, right, let's say my hairbrush near the stove.
Right.
And that's what caused the house to burn down.
Mm-hmm. Why is the hairbrush still
Is the hairbrush still intact along with the stove? That makes no sense.
Right.
And that's exactly what that photo shows is the tree branch on the power line perfectly still intact,
yeah.
might I add.
Right.
Mm. So that's not evidence. And then, only they base it off only based on this dash cam that probably taken by an Uber driver.
Oh, so you did
driver.
See this dash cam thing then?
I did see that.
Because I haven't
Where
seen
a
it.
Light sparked. He was driving like 2 a.m. in the morning, mm-hmm. 2 or 3. A light flashes. And that's exactly when it happened. It could have been anything.
Right.
Hmm.
It could have been.
And clearly it was not that branch that was taking because... I mean, that was morning. The photo that was taken was during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all I got to say is I've seen better special effects from Hollywood than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, it kind of plays in the hands of what the government wants us to believe. Like, mm-hmm. it's not climate change. We're not doing anything to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tree. It's the mm-hmm. wind.
It was an act of
Let's
God.
Just keep making plastics and burning things down and having copy paper everywhere and people waste.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I surfed. I love the ocean. So I'm all about, Surf Rider Foundation. We'll go around and collect plastics from the... I'm all about the environment because I remember 2 months ago I was watching KTLA and someone...
Oh, I love KTLA.
Someone said this, doctors were wrong about the climate change. It's happening a lot faster, so the world's going to end in like 20, when they say it was 20, what's it, 2040 or something real quick?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like, now let's go to baking tips. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We need a reverse.
Yeah.
So go back to what you just
said. You
said
the world's going to be done in like 30 years, so what's going on? And that shook me up. I was asking all my friends, did you see that the world's going to be over in 30 years? And everybody's like, yeah, but did you see those bacon?
Those are some awesome
oh my
cookies,
God.
That's
man.
What they're good at. They're good at just kind of, just steering the conversation.
Switching
and something.
Bait.
Yeah, be a like, hey, entertain the crowd while this is going on on the other side.
We got to let them know Black Monday, can't miss any sales, okay?
Right. No,
that scared me.
I definitely think that there is hope. See, I believe that there is still time to help replenish the planet. I mean, the Earth was built it's just incredible the way that as a human being, you could be near death and your body has this incredible capability of healing itself, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I mean, things that just burns, burn victims, et cetera. But I do believe that there is time but I don't know how much more time we can actually use that to replenish the earth when
we've been doing it for like 200 years.
Well, when people are so busy doing this space wars.
Yeah, and that's another issue too.
I mean, you know, we need to figure out life here before we co-inhabit outer space, a different planet, and then different destroy planet, it. Mars. And then we need to find a new one.
Doesn't that sound crazy? When they say, life on Mars, what will it be like? Wait a minute, let's fix
this
first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's fix what's going on here because I can't see the mountains anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you guys. I think space exploration is madness right now. We're spending obscene money when we need to fix all
billions, trillions of dollars.
I mean, we've grown up in California hearing,
yeah,
there's a big earthquake coming.
Oh, and,
we're gonna fall off to the ocean. Yeah. Okay, but next, your Apple products are gonna be faster now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah,
every day I wake up like,
and everyone's all like,
yeah, like, I got the new forget the planet. I got the new iPhone. I can make my eyes turn blue.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Which is so cool.
Because the sky's no longer blue. Therefore,
one day we're gonna wake up and someone's gonna say, like, okay, everything's broke. So
did you hear about the latest thing that happened where the Federal Reserve had to pump trillions of dollars into banks?
No.
Yeah, it happened last week.
Well, where's mine?
It was
like my money.
The secret, like this, it was so low key. It didn't make any headlines.
So you mean we're broke and they're like, yes, just throw some money in there.
Yeah, just throw some money in there. Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. Okay, so we used all the money. Okay.
Trillions of dollars.
But Apple is doing great.
Right.
That's what matters. But
I don't get it.
I really don't understand how, because I've been looking into the Dodd-Frank legislation. After what happened in the 08 recession.
I'm a student right now.
So apparently, you know, the Obama administration, he signed into law the Dodd-Frank legislation, Consumer Protection Act, where if banks were to crash, like in 08.
Oh, yeah. I remember that time. Those happy times.
People would not lose their 401ks. Et cetera, because then now banks will no longer basically gamble with your money.
Right.
They're not going to touch your money.
Which is fair, I think.
Because, mm-hmm. And then, but that coincides with too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of, you know, Democrats are very, very against too big to fail because mm-hmm. they're like, wait a minute, what about us? What about the little guys, right? Yeah. And now it's sort of bizarre because what I'm seeing in the news media is they're trying to attack the Trump administration because they have plans to kind of revoke that mm-hmm. legislation. But it's like, well, yeah, because, you know, you didn't want that because you thought it was unfair, too big to fail. But then it's like if you try to fix that or mm-hmm. take that away, people's heads explode. At the same time, so I really am confused because I'm like, okay, well, which one is it? I mean, you're either okay with banks being too big to fail thanks to this Dodd-Frank legislation, or you're just really, you want banks to be risky or what is it? I just am confused when it comes to
I'm confused with a lot of what comes to banking.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I know.
I just don't understand how you give yourself a pay raise when you're failing as a company. Like, okay, so you guys lost a lot of money. Oh, well, let's all give ourselves raises.
Well, that has to do with the Consumer Act, and that's how trillions of dollars were pumped into banks just last week.
Trillions. We have trillions just to pump around everywhere.
I know. Yeah. The Federal Reserve are reserving. They're holding back so much money, and they're not even like, so when things happen to banks or whatever, like, it's easy for bankruptcy, like, the government can just give you the money like that. Here you go.
How come the government doesn't just, like, pump, like, trillions into the hoods and, like, let's just drop trillions of dollars all over the neighborhoods?
Right.
Like, here, free money.
Yeah.
Let's pump that. Let's do it that way.
I know. Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be great. Like, you know, you just wake up, there's, like, $100,000 on your door. Like, well, hey. Thank you, government. Then we'd be like, I voted.
Thanks,
Anna. I'm going to vote.
Then no, they would really vote.
No. They have to take care of Biffs and the Irving Wellingtons and the Yale graduates. They'll have to have their money, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy because
it's corrupt.
We don't know what's going on.
Right.
We just find out through the stock market. Oh, this, good morning. Stock market crashed. And you guys are going to lose all your fucking income tax.
I had to turn off my stock market notification. I'm like, I don't have any stocks.
Are you invested?
No.
I am.
You invested in what? Been,
LA Talk Radio?
Yeah, I'm highly invested. I'm a producer of the station. No, I'm joking. I do this thing called, it's weird, it's called Acorn.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I've been doing that for about a year and a half.
I was going to invest in Aerial Investments, which is technology, because, you know.
I think that's a safe one. We can invest in marijuana companies, which I think about it. I should be doing that one.
Tell us about your Acorn investment, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm invested in a lot of companies, which I don't think I believe in, so it's kind of screwy, but it's growing. Oh, they, nice. I put in 25 out of each check, uh-huh. or 50 a month, so it's weird, so it's a lot of money coming out. Mm-hmm. Anytime I use my card, the left, say something costs $1.25, 75 cents goes to my investment. And you just watch it grow, but my whole thing is, when can I cash this out and be like, oh, okay, so I'm worth like $70,000. Can I take that all out right now and just say peace? I don't see that button on my app.
Oh, yeah, I see. Really?
I want to see that up button in the app. We're like, oh, I'm out. Let's go.
Yeah, give me
that
money. Yeah. Cash
so
in.
You can take it out when? Is there like a time frame?
I don't see it. I see where I could take it out in 15 years.
Yeah, like, I think it's more long term.
You're worth this. And I'm like, well, I want to get some new shoes.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just, you know, I just see the app going, oh, we found money for you. Mm-hmm. Where?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, where? Hold in my pocket? That's all it tells me. We found new money for you. Like, oh, I'm so excited.
Jeez.
And then you wake up and says, guess what? Adidas is done. Like, I'm invested, you know. Adidas, I don't like the companies I'm invested in, though. It's like Adidas.
But they choose the companies for you, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the only thing I don't like. I don't have control because I want to invest in companies that I believe in.
But you can, I understand that very well. And I believe that Acorn, they just take care of all that. And you can start with like low amount of money, right? You don't
need that whole lot. It's up to you. But like I said, you know, once you get to certain goals, like I've done certain goals, they're like, maybe you should invest $200 out of your check. Maybe you should mind your own business.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't like the pressure you're putting on me right now. Okay. But that's how it works, you know.
I'm sure they do that.
I had some, we interviewed some guys who are money managers, and they're like, you know, they're the ones that convinced me to do it. So it was part of a show project. And it's, it's fun. It's not hurting me right now. But one day, we'll meet again. I'm like, damn it, Acorn. If you wake up and see, Acorn is just died.
Oh, the whole out of business and all that.
I'll be like, how much herb I could have bought with that money I gave you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very controversial.
No, it's fine.
No.
I think Acorn has something where you can roll over the change in your account.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I've done a little bit of research.
Their selling number one point.
Okay.
All that spare change, you use at Ralph's or Chevron. When you know,
uh-huh.
That goes, so every, on the dollar, whatever's left at that dollar, say something, like I said, costs $12.75,
mm-hmm.
25 cents, that extra mm-hmm. goes to your, automatically, you just sleep. And it's like, oh my God, I'm investing. I feel proud of myself. Then you wake up. I'm just waiting for it to crash.
Yeah. No.
Am I negative?
Yeah. So basically, you're just waiting for it to be over.
I'm just waiting for Trump to say, it didn't work, but we're doing something different. It's going to be special. It's the best.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
This was just a test.
Yeah.
But the next one will be great.
I think Trump's done, he's the best thing for our country right now.
He's
awakening so many people. People are like, I need to vote, I think. I've heard some of my friends like, I think I need to vote now. It's crazy. And who would have thought you could have got away with all this stuff as a politician? I should have went into politics. If it requires lying, taking money, just thinking you can do whatever you want, I should have been that narcissist.
No, you should have been an honest politician.
An honest politician.
Aren't there any honest politicians out there?
No.
What do you think
about Tulsi Gabbard? I like Tulsi.
I like Tulsi, but I just don't like when they get back and forth into this. Like, I hate those debates.
What
I just feel like they're tearing each other down instead of solving problems.
I see.
But she made great points.
There's some people I think are making great points.
She exposed the holes in her candidates, and you know the and people needed to hear that because I mean she was the number one Googled candidate after the fact in the first round, and you know, I feel like you know it's okay to do, especially when it's a debate. That's kind of what's supposed to happen.
You two are looking at it from a very intellectual, like this makes sense point of view. You got to remember who's voting. People are got caught up. We're now a TMZ. It's ridiculous. And like when I hear stuff like Kanye wants to run for president, and I tell my friends, if this happens, I'm moving to Amsterdam.
Why Amsterdam?
Oh, cool, why not?
I mean, obvious reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, I want to be happy and living by a canal somewhere. Just be like, okay, right. and be like, silly Americans.
Americans. Just,
like, dude, aren't you from? No.
No, I'm not. No. I was born here.
You sound very American.
Cigar. With a cigar.
Like, look at this. Just read the paper and have quiche.
Have quiche.
I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like the good candidates are not allowed to do what they want to do. I think it's still an old boy system. I still think that they have an idea in mind who they want to be our leaders. You got to be happy. You got to love big tobacco. You got to love tearing up the government. I mean, the planet. We want gas and let's coal and all that stuff. We don't want to find, you know, alternative fuels or let's use some solar paneling. No. Wind generators. No.
Yeah.
We want Shell as Chevron to be the guys still. And that's what our government does because lobbyists are really in some ways controlling our country. And I hate to say that.
Yeah.
I hate Congress to say that. And lobbyists. I mean, it's just the old system.
There's a book. This really, really resonates with this book.
She said a book.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I'm so scary.
Is
there pictures?
No.
I'm joking. Keep going. Good.
The title is... It's about lobbyists and how they are controlling a lot of things that go on in government. And I forgot the title, but it's pretty much kind of like you're paying for lunch in Washington. Lunch is on you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've heard of that saying. Resonates with me. Yes, it does. And
yeah.
You know, like the gun thing is like another thing I want to fight for. But
in what sense? What
do you mean by that? Wow.
To keep them, right?
Well, I'm not saying take them away.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, for every gun you have, you should be trained and certified to have that gun.
For sure.
So I'm not saying not have a gun, but I want you to have a certification on every, you have the AR-17?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a certificate for it.
Right.
AR-15. Oh my God. Do you have one?
We have two.
Oh, that's awesome.
The 17 was the upgrade.
Oh, okay. But I think we should. Everybody should be like responsible to carry and use these weapons and have respect for it. And I think once you have that, you might limit things a little bit. Okay for better background checks.
Yeah,
I'm okay with saying, well, listen, you've had some mental. I don't say mental, but you've had some problems. Let's get you therapy first before we give you this assault rifle.
You know, the inventor of the rifle back in the olden days.
When I was five.
When you were not even born.
Sure.
The first type of shooting gun.
Muskets? Were they muskets, probably?
Probably.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But they, the wife, the husband died, who was the inventor, and then the wife... did a lot of seances in her home up in Northern California, and it's just all haunted, everything. Oh, and they believe legend. It's a legend that they cursed themselves because
the gun makers.
Yes, because of everything that was going to happen from that point forward. So everything all the lives now, lost.
The guns are cursed.
I don't know about the guns are cursed as of now, but I will tell you this: that in Australia, when they were banning these weapons, homeowners couldn't own any guns, and the home robberies, home invasions went up 500%. And I think this is something that should be considered next time someone wants zero gun tolerance.
Yeah, I'm not saying zero tolerance.
Right.
I know. No, I'm not saying zero gun. I am not saying that
at
all.
Yeah, a lot of people want that, you know, and I think this is something that, because these are facts, these are statistics, and you got it. You can't ignore that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's really dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not for taking away guns. I think you should be able to protect yourself. I believe you should be able to protect yourself. Yeah. My family or, you know, some members are card-carrying gun members. And,
yeah.
You know, I have an uncle who worked for Smith & Wesson back in the day. So
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to like guns or no. Yeah. It's the people, and we need to. I have a problem with the kid having 15 guns and he's spelling out someone's name in his bedroom and his parents don't notice.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too.
I think there's a lot of facets involved. I mean,
exactly.
I don't want to blame parents, but I know my mother found every porno mag I had in the house because she was just that type of mother.
She's Jamaican.
Yes. She was like, what's under the mattress? I was like, God, you, mama, need privacy. You have no privacy in my house, boy.
That's right.
You know, parents are paying taxes. If you're under 18, I'm okay for your parents to be like, open your closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to get...
You and Adam Carolla are the same. Well, I'm the same as well, but he has that same... you've heard of Adam Carolla.
Of course, I love Adam Carolla, but I
he's on the same. He's like, it's all coming down to the parents.
Well,
if the parents aren't keeping up with the kids and what they're doing, and then they go out and shooting everybody, then, you know, that's bad parenting. You need to go back to the roots.
Parents are too busy on their Instagrams and Facebooks.
Yeah, Facebooks, huh?
But, I agree with that.
Trying to look cool, even though they're 60 years old.
And then they've learned that their child just shot up to school. Like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Problem. Well, I remember when Montel Williams was on.
I remember
you
Montel.
You remember that guy?
Yes.
Actually,
ex-Navy SEAL, I think.
Yeah, very true. He said he had the show consisted of all these children that had been victimized at school by some type of teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was calling out the parents. You know, you guys show up on the first day of school. The first day, you know? Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And then you guys don't show up until graduation.
True.
And then you wonder what the hell happened in between.
Oh, true.
And that's what he said. And that always stuck with me. Also, in the documentary Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore, you saw that. Mm-hmm. Michael Moore sat down with Marilyn Manson because he was being blamed for his music, you know, with
which
the
preposterous, by
and
the way.
And Michael asked him, what would you say to these kids if they were sitting right here in front of you? And he said, he had such a smart-ass remark of an answer. He said, I wouldn't say anything. I would just listen to them because that's what nobody did.
Yeah, that was a... Mm-hmm. What Marilyn Manson just said, did you see that maybe a week ago when a high school football coach took the shotgun away from the kid who was
yes,
gonna
shoot I saw
up the
that.
And all
did
he
you
did
see
was,
that? No.
All
I
he
know,
did
I
was go up
I
to
was at
him,
work.
Listen to him.
Working.
He lives under a rock. He works under a rock.
Well, we gotta get satellite or cable underneath that.
Yeah, we need to. I know, because I can't be working under
the
rock studios.
He's got 4G LTE underneath that rock.
Is it 4G the thing now, or is it 5G? I don't know.
The
I'm
thing
still working
is 5G,
on 1G.
But he's...
Yeah. He's still on dial-up. Like,
and it's still dial-up, yeah.
Remember dial-up used to be so like, what is this noise? I can't deal with it.
I know.
God. We were so
spoiled. Well, to change topics a little bit, okay. You do have a lot of jobs here at the station. I just wanted to kind of go over a couple of them.
Yeah, he says that he is a...
I'm a true Jamaican. I have to have more than one
Jamaican
job.
Jamaican entrepreneur, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know
how much... Well, there's a show called The Mondays, right? Are you still current
Oh, my
that?
God, that's funny. I did The Mondays.
Mondays.
And I still talk to those gentlemen, but we broke up. It was a good breakup.
Oh,
okay. Then we did. Then I went and did Wasted on Wednesdays.
with
Tina. But then we were doing cross shows with the Mentality Show, and we had this good vibe going. So Mentality Show bought our contract out.
Oh, nice.
It was a huge contract, big. I don't know if you saw it on Billboard. It was worth like a beer. And
beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Huge contract.
Huge contract.
They bought us out of our 12-pack. Like, here's a 12-pack. Join our show. But we decided to merge because I liked what they were doing. They're a bigger platform. We're on Spotify and iHeart and all that stuff. And they go out and we do skits.
Nice.
We go to events and we interview people.
Nice.
So And then I get writing credits because, you know, once you're on iHeart and stuff like that, you can win awards. So I want to I want to put it all on the CV.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a mover and shaker in Hollywood. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I'm also the facilities manager for the building that the station's in.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Which is a fun job. I was going to say.
The silence says it all.
But I love what I'm doing in life right now. Everything's going in the right direction.
That's good.
I'm around good people. I get to meet wonderful people like you guys. All my friends think, oh my God, you're in the media. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But yeah. It's fun. You meet a lot of people who do a lot of interesting things. You hear secrets around LA. You find out that these people you talk to are just regular people. We're all going through the same shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I still want to be the Black Larry David, though.
Really?
I love that guy.
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
He did Seinfeld. He's the guy behind Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're messing with us.
I'm 48. I just aged myself. I'm so sorry. I'm an old guy.
Well,
I think the gray hair is on your chinny chin chin.
I just want the whole thing to be gray. That's when I'm wise.
That's when I'm wise.
All things are going well, but I'm sure there's this one that you would like to vent about on our segment, The Ventilator.
Oh, wow.
What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? Expression is your second nature.
That's awesome. I wanted to dance, but I was like, okay.
That's the new dance. It's the punching.
Yeah, just a lot of rage and a lot of aggression.
What is on your mind that you would like to vent about? Got 30 seconds.
Oh, what I would like to... Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I really want us to do something about homelessness. And when it comes to especially veterans who are homeless, I don't see why there's anyone who served our country, military, police, someone who's been in the line of battle, who does not have lifetime insurance, who does not have proper medical attention. I think we need to improve the VA. I think we need to do anything groundbreaking we could do in medicine, as stuff like arm replacements, things like that. Our soldiers and police officers should be the forefront of that. They should get groundbreaking technology used on them. They need to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. These people have given their lives so we can be on the show and talk shit, so we can go smoke weed, so we can go play at the park, so we can go and tweet about people's pictures and talk about Kanye. These people don't have that choice. They're in the forefront, giving their lives, losing their limbs, and we cannot see homeless people on the street. I think that's disgusting. I feel like it's embarrassing as a country that's wealthy and has all these resources that they are not taking care of. That's what I vent about. Thank you. Thank you.
KC for president 2035.
And I tried. I want to be president. I want to be president. I have groundbreaking things. I always do it on Facebook. This is what I would do.
I just said 2035 because...
What year is it now?
2020. Right now, it's coming up to 2020. And then it's 2035. That way, because the older you are, apparently people trust them more.
Until a full gray beard comes in.
Right. When you're full of wisdom. See, I was giving you some time.
I'm not there yet. I still will spoil funds. I will use money recklessly. Like,
like on whiskey and... More overalls.
Whiskey sales would go up. Yeah. Imagine your president dressed like me. You would love it.
It would be a real president.
And he's single.
Yeah.
The White House would be different.
I know.
Like, are we having a, we're having a rave this weekend at the president ball. The president's having a rave. Oh, taxes? I don't know.
Let's party.
But there will be no siphoning of funds from the treasury. I'm not saving banks. You guys fucked up. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys figure it out. You guys smart.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
I agree.
I like that ventilator.
Yeah. Right?
I wasn't ready for that.
See,
was it a pleasant surprise?
It was a great pleasant surprise. Because usually everybody's like, tell me what's going great. And I'm like, oh, tell me what you're pissed off about. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's right.
I'm surprised I didn't curse.
But Well, running short on time, but wanted to see. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. We got to get to the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so nervous.
No, it's the best one.
I'm nervous. Segment. I think I'm nervous.
KKK song.
Okay. That's a great dance, by the way.
You know what? Real quick, we literally live blocks away from the Lab Dance Studios. You know who they are? The Lab?
No.
They're these kids that are in that one, goodness, I forgot the name, with Jennifer Lopez as the judge.
Dance Off or something?
World of Dance.
Where they had the Jabberwockies and
World of Dance, and these kids are in it, and they're from our hometown.
Where's your hometown?
Well, not hometown, that's but where we currently hometown. Live.
Where you currently live?
In the West Covina area.
Covina!
Yeah.
I got stories about West Covina.
You do?
Oh.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah. I went through... my life got saved in West Covina.
No way.
I had
a
serious drug addiction problem, and I went to sober living in West Covina.
Oh.
Yeah. And I lived there for 2 years. And
that's sober fascinating.
That's another show.
That's the next ventilator.
Number two, Casey Comes Back, version two, right?
All
right.
Yeah, I have
Casey
to come
Comes back.
Back,
the return.
The return. Yeah. Return of Casey.
Shout out to West Cove, by the way.
Shout out to the Lab. We got to get those kids here.
Yeah, that'd
be
good.
We got to get those kids here.
All right, if you guys know how this works, I found a kazoo.
Oh, boy.
And I've just been making songs off this. And so I'm going to be playing some hits, and he has to guess what they are.
I'm so nervous.
Go.
All right, first one. It's a classic.
Come a chameleon.
Yeah.
You come and go.
What is that song?
Would it be Culture Club?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
I don't have all my
thank you for picking a song that I love.
Play it.
Oh.
You come and go.
I remember being a young boy watching this video like, I feel like this is different. it was groundbreaking time, and that's why I'm such a good person. And I love everybody. Because
you gotta love everybody.
Boy, George took me to the levels like, Mom, I want to put some makeup on. She was like, relax.
But not in my house.
Yeah. Well, that's part show too. That's Jamaican culture.
All right. Another one.
All right. I need more.
Number two. Yeah. Number two.
Woo! He's got
one of the favorites.
Okay, go.
Trying to remember how it goes.
This is a master at work, folks.
How's it? Wait.
No, you can't cheat.
How did it go?
You know the song too?
No. Because I don't know what he's going to do next. It's a big surprise.
All right, here we go.
He's got to channel it.
I know this one.
Right Stuff?
Which one is it? It's...
No.
Play it again. One more time.
Oh, my God. But...
Play.
All right, we're running out of time.
Tell me.
All right.
Play it.
If it's Rage.
Rage.
Oh,
Come on,
man.
I was just listening to this last night at the bar. We had Rage night at the bar. That's all why right. I said Rage.
One more.
Oh, God. My friends, please don't judge me.
Ooh.
I know that, too.
I'm probably butchering it right now.
Do it one more time. Oh, you gotta know that one.
I don't. I'm mad. Please tell me.
Was that kind of close?
He's legit upset, you guys.
Oh. Well, that's all the time we have.
I just lost a lot of friends. And I specifically told you Prince because I wanted to hear Prince.
I know.
I know.
And we granted that wish.
Shout out to Derek. Don't disrespect me. I know you're at a bar right now going, see, it's Raspberry. The whole bar is listening to me right now. Shout out to Chimney Sweep. I'll be there soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you all. Thank you, Casey, for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's all good. We'll
it
have
was
a next
awesome
time.
Having you on.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
You. Yes.
It was a pleasure.
I love it.
Pleasure.
I love it. I would want to be back.
And remember, man, in Jamaican, man, where life gives you lemons.
No. Jamal!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Oh. Peace.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California. This is the Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen. Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't. I mean, you will be entertained.